darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
Our first reading comes from Exodus chapter 16. And the whole congregation of the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the people of Israel said to them, "Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the meat pots and ate bread to the full, for you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I am about to rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them whether they will walk in my law or not. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily." So Moses and Aaron said to all the people of Israel, "At evening you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, and in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against the Lord. For what are we that you grumble against us?" And Moses said, "When the Lord gives you in the evening meat to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, because the Lord has heard your grumbling, that you grumble against him, what are we? Your grumbling is not against us, but against the Lord. O Lord, have mercy on us." Our second reading comes from Proverbs chapter 30. "Two things I ask of you, deny them not to me before I die. Remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needed for me, lest I be full and deny you, and say, 'Who is the Lord?' Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God. O Lord, have mercy on us." In the name of Jesus, amen. What do we mean when we say daily bread? What do we mean when we ask for daily bread in the Lord's Prayer? Are we praying for a communion unleavened bread wafer? Are we praying for flour that is cooked with yeast and water? Are we praying for something else other than a wheat product? The words "daily bread" seem to refer to simple baked bread. However, when we pray for our daily bread, when we pray for that phrase in the Lord's Prayer, we're actually making a very comprehensive request. In other words, when we ask for daily bread, we are asking for everything that is necessary for us to live and to exist on this earthly life and this journey set before us. This includes bread, and it also includes all other foods, as well as water, clothing, land, shelter, shoes, money, coats, beds, supplies, and even the very air that we breathe. That is right. When we pray for daily bread, we are praying to the Father for everything. Yes, everything that has to do with the support and needs of our physical bodies. Now, even though the Lord provides and gives these blessings bountifully to us, and he even bountifully gives this to pagans, the Lord actually wishes you and me to ask for these physical blessings so that we may realize that we have received all of it from his hand. Yes, we pray in this fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer, that God would lead us to realize that he is the one who gives daily bread, and that we can receive this daily bread with thanksgiving. And yet, even though the Lord provides daily bread for you and for me, exactly what we need and not what we think we need, we grumble. We do grumble. Tragically, The daily bread is never enough. It never seems to be enough for us as poor, miserable sinners. We always feel as if we're shortchanged. On the other hand, if we're not complaining about being shortchanged, it seems that we complain about having too much daily bread for us to handle and manage. Indeed, we either complain due to not having enough daily bread, or we complain, on the other hand, by having too much, and we grumble, and we grumble, and we grumble. We see this grumbling in our Old Testament lesson, the first lesson that we read from Exodus chapter 16 as well. In Exodus chapter 16, we hear that the Israelites are full of grumbling, a grumbling that turns into complaining, a complaining unbelief, even accusation against the Lord. As a result, God hears their grumbling and he graciously provides them manna. Yes, manna, which is bread. Bread from heaven. This manna, this bread, was provided so that the Israelites would know that it was the Lord that brought them out of Egypt. It was provided so that they might see the glory of the Lord. It was provided as a gift to sustain the Israelites who were in need of food and nutrients. Though you and I do not get special manna from heaven delivered upon our front lawns, we really are no different from Israel. The Lord daily provides for our daily needs. For starters, the Lord has blessed you and me. He has blessed all of us with the absence of contention, the absence of murder, sedition, war, famine, drought, and plagues, and catastrophic weather. He has also given us shelter. He has given us clothing. He has given us protection. And food, wonderful food this evening as well. And he's given us drink. All daily bread. All of it is gift, pure gift. All of it for you. All of it for me. However, this daily bread is not good enough for us, as we've mentioned before. We grumble and we want more. We want today's manna. And we want tomorrow's manna, and we want our neighbor's manna. And in seeking to keep our bellies full of manna, we hoard and we scrape and we store up for ourselves, only to find that we're holding on to moldy bread with clenched, grumbling fists. Rather than an open hand, gratefully receiving the gift of daily bread, we can so easily resort to grumbling and to this bitterness of unbelief. For grumblers, like me and like you, it is not enough to be spared from natural calamity, and it is not enough to have a regular fill of daily bread. We want our daily fill, and we want our neighbor's fill as well. And then when we have accumulated daily bread from every nook and cranny of life, we actually complain because we have too much. Because of this, we pray, my friends. Because of all of this that we've just talked about, we pray. We pray the Lord's Prayer. Praying the fourth petition that we would see and realize the divine providence of God who provides us daily bread. We pray that we would be freed from our grumbling to see our daily sustenance coming from God. We pray that our selfishness would actually be crucified so that we might share with those who are unable to work and those who are in need. We actually pray that we would be able to see that God makes the earth fruitful and blesses us with the ability to work and to receive all these blessed gifts from him. We pray that we would be freed from worrying about the future, freed to live contently, yes, contently and confidently, that the Lord will give us what we need day by day. Dear friends, stated bluntly, everything that we have, from the very air that we breathe to the socks on our feet, from the clothes that we wear to the food that we eat, it is all complete and, yes, divine gift. It is all gift. We can take zero credit for any of it. Zero, none, nothing. It is all gift. If God were to withdraw If he were to withdraw his hand, nothing would prosper or last for even a little short length of time. Therefore, when we grumble over wanting more daily bread, we're not only communicating that we don't trust God for our daily needs, but we're also inadvertently communicating that God somehow owes us daily bread. We demonstrate our unbelief, and we are actually accusing the Lord. Thus, in this Lent season, we say and we confess, Lord, have mercy on us. There's also another reason. There's another reason why we pray this petition of the Lord's Prayer, and that is due to the evil one. You see, the devil's whole purpose is to either take away or to interfere with God's gift of daily bread to you and to me, so that we no longer trust the Lord. In other words, the devil not only attempts to kill and steal and destroy your faith with spiritual lies, but he also attempts to overthrow and obstruct the gifts of daily bread to you and to me. If murder and war and famine and unrestful governments and rampant disease can prevent and impede daily bread going from the Lord giving it to you, well, the devil is all for that. On the other hand, if the devil can convince you and me to unjustly take our neighbor's daily bread, he may be able to get us to a place of security where we trust in the daily bread itself and not the very giver of the daily bread, the Lord God Almighty. And so, as Christians, we pray. We pray against our grumbling. We pray against the devil. We pray for our daily bread. We pray that we would realize that our entire lives and all that we have depends on the Lord. We pray that our grumbling flesh would be crucified. We pray that the devil would be subdued. We pray that the Lord would give us daily bread, just like he did for the Israelites, so that we would daily rest in his good gifts that are given to us, gifts for our physical needs. Blessed baptized saints, the Lord is so very good to us. All that we have is gifts given to us. Not too much that we become full with riches and then are tempted to rely on these things rather than God. And not too little that we're tempted to steal, but just enough to sustain us day by day as we continually receive the gifts of word and sacrament for the forgiveness of our sins. This air, this food, water and clothing, shelter, these shoes, money and goods and peace and land and eternal life and salvation and forgiveness, they're all given to you. Lord, we confess, teach us to pray. Give us this day our daily bread, as you surely do give to each and every one of us our daily bread, as we are daily forgiven by this wonderful gift of salvation that you indeed give to us as well, day by day as we walk in your abounding grace for us. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.